When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Text and whatever. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Warning. The SCP Foundation audio archive is classified. Access by unauthorized personnel is strictly prohibited. Perpetrators will be tracked, located, and detained. The House of Tomorrow. Item number SCP-1122. Object Class, Euclid. Special Containment Procedures. All roads leading to SCP-1122 are to be sealed off, with two armed guards posted outside SCP-1122 at all times to prevent unauthorized access. No artificial devices invented after 1940, with the exception of any recording devices, which must be worn discreetly, are to be carried into SCP-1122 without administrator approval. All test subjects must be searched before entry to prevent the introduction of unauthorized items into SCP-1122's environment. Description: SCP-1122 is an abandoned tourist attraction located on the outskirts of. It was originally constructed in 1950 as a House of Tomorrow, a demonstration of a then futuristic technologies expected to become commonplace over the following 25 years. There is no evidence that SCP-1122 displayed any anomalous properties prior to its abandonment. SCP-1122's interior is unusually well maintained and filled with devices that neither existed at the time of a building's construction nor exist in the present. Among other things, the house has a kitchen stocked with food pills that change into three-course meals upon hydration, miniature robots that perform routine cleaning and maintenance, and a garage containing a car capable of flight. Smuggling these items out of a house has revealed that they do not function outside of SCP-1122. Although SCP-1122's technology is more advanced than modern technology in some respects, it is less advanced in others. There are no miniaturized computers on the premises, and the house's television is of a considerably lower picture quality than its modern counterparts. The house is also populated by a Caucasian family of four, consisting of a man, SCP-1122-1, and a woman, -2, in their mid-30s, an adolescent daughter, -3, and a prepubescent son, -4. Although persons inside SCP-1122 occasionally witness the family members entering and leaving through the house's doors, no inhabitant of SCP-1122 has ever been seen outside the building. All four residents of SCP-1122 are docile, and, At the time of their original discovery, perpetually cheerful, and are usually willing to answer any questions posed to them. When asked for today's date, all four residents will claim that it is exactly 10 years after the current date. The Foundation originally believed SCP-1122 to be predictive, though this has been since proven false. Their knowledge of history prior to the year 1950 is relatively accurate. When questioned about history subsequent to 1950, they refer to fictitious persons and events such as the creation of a lunar colony, while failing to recognize real events. SCP-1122's most unusual property was demonstrated on 1990 when Dr. mobile phone rang while conducting an interview with the family. During his next visit, he noticed SCP-1122-2 talking on a mobile phone of identical design to his own, which the family has used ever since. Upon interrogation, SCP-1122-1 denied that the phone was a new addition, claiming that he had always owned it. SCP-1122-3 and 4 then complained to Dr. that their mother was too occupied with talking on the phone to pay attention to them, the first time any residents of SCP-1122 displayed unhappiness. Whenever a device that was not in widespread household use before 1950 is seen by the residents of SCP-1122, it will be integrated into the house from that point onward, often replacing an original item. Food pills disappeared from SCP-1122 after the introduction of a microwave oven, for example. Each new item has, without fail, had a negative effect on the house's inhabitants. SCP-1122-1 has frequently been seen drinking, lamenting how things could be better, while SCP-1122-3 and 4 have become more introverted and are rarely seen outside their rooms. Thank you for listening. Intro music was from Punch Deck. You can find more at soundcloud.com/punch-deck. Level 2 patrons or higher can get early, ad-free episodes. Rating, reviewing, or sharing always helps. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode.
Are you interested in helping to teach machines how real people speak? When creating voice systems, a large amount of voice data is needed. Oftentimes, large companies that have this information do not release it to the public. Mozilla's Common Voice is a project to help make voice recognition unbiased, open, and accessible to everyone. Donate your voice by reading short sentences or check the quality of other people's contributions. It's super simple and you don't even need a good microphone setup, perfect English, or anything like that. In fact, accents in any other languages you may speak will only improve recognition. Contribute your voice to hashtag Common Voice. Find out more at commonvoice.mozilla.org. That's Mozilla with 2 L's.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.